Henry Epp with VPR News. Drinking water contamination among 10 schools in Vermont tested by the state is not as bad as officials originally feared. Waste Management Director Chuck Schwer says only Grafton Elementary School now shows levels of the chemical PFAS above the safe standard.
With the school year soon to be starting, we felt it was really important to get the data out super quickly. But it was a good reminder that maybe we need to take the extra day to really make sure we feel comfortable with the data.
The state says the first tests were inaccurate and that the water will be monitored moving forward. Mosquitoes in 7 towns across Vermont tested positive for West Nile virus last week, according to the Vermont Department of Health. Among them were Brattleboro, Burlington, Essex, Montpelier, Rockingham, Springfield, and Vergennes. As a result, public health officials are reminding people about ways to protect themselves from mosquito bites, including wearing long-sleeve shirts and pants when outside, wearing insect repellent approved by the EPA, and getting rid of standing water where mosquitoes often breed. Most people who are infected by West Nile virus don't get sick, but no human cases of the virus have been reported in Vermont so far this year. Rutland's Department of Public Works is preparing to take down all of the city's ash trees. This comes in response to the arrival in Vermont of the emerald ash borer, an invasive insect that kills ash trees. Public Works Commissioner Jeffrey Wenberg told the Rutland Herald that many of the city's 355 ash trees are in prominent spots, but most will be dead within the next few years. Waiting for the trees to die naturally would double removal costs. Wenberg said Rutland has long anticipated the ash borer's arrival and that the city stopped planting ash trees in 2008. Researchers at Dartmouth-Hitchcock Medical Center have made a breakthrough that may help doctors identify patients who are at risk of contracting sepsis, a potentially life-threatening infection complication. Sepsis occurs when the immune system malfunctions during an infection, leading to inflammation that can be fatal. Dr. Matthew Hayden, one of the Dartmouth researchers, says the new findings may help doctors better treat sepsis patients.
Trying to be more selective in which patients you're trying to quiet the immune response versus which patients you might be more interested in activating the immune response.
According to the Centers for Disease Control, sepsis is usually responsible for about 250,000 deaths annually in the U.S. And authorities say a man on the run from police in Vermont drove into Lake Champlain. WCAX-TV reports police encountered the man while searching for a suspect in an armed robbery of a gas station in Enosburg on Saturday night. Police say the man drove onto a dock in St. Albans and into the lake, where he was caught. The Eye on the Sky forecast for tonight: scattered early showers and thunderstorms tapering off, lows in the 60s to around 70. For VPR News, I'm Henry Epp.